So there's going to be rumblings about, you know, on Acts 4, 5 to 12, and we will dip in and out of chapter 3 and anything that comes into my mind. So the testimony of the resurrection. This passage actually starts from the previous chapter, I think, where Peter and John went healed the cripple in Acts chapter 3. It says, all the people who witnessed the miracle were filled with wonder and amazement at what had just happened. They recognized him as the same man who sat begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened. Different translations. And in response, In response to the crowds, Peter preached a powerful sermon about the risen Christ. What had happened was the religious leaders, you know, Caiaphas and the chief priest and the religious leaders, perhaps a few Pharisees and Sadducees, or, you know, those very holy religious people, had brought Peter and John before them to face the council the next day after being arrested for doing good. And they were asked by what power they were performing miracles. And that alone shows that they recognized that there was a power behind the healing. Asking Peter and Paul this question gave Peter an opportunity to talk about the power of our risen Christ, that in his name, wonders could be seen. And Peter reminded them that miracles happen in the name of Jesus, whom they had crucified. And that was really direct. That was bold. He didn't beat about the bush. He just went straight. He said, well, is that man, Jesus, you killed? We're healing in his name. And I can't imagine being brought in front of the council and being bold enough to say what Peter said. I don't know how many of us would do it, but he was so filled with the Holy Spirit, he just said it. And this is the Peter who a few days earlier has said he didn't know who Jesus was. I'm taking a route of prayer with this page. If we remember, Peter and John were on their way to pray. I don't know if you remember. Peter and John went to pray. Who can sing it? They found a lame man on the way. He put out his hands, something, something, and said, silver and gold have I none. My daughter is cringing. Yeah. No, she won't. She's mortified. They were on their way to pray. I'm sure they had been praying before Jesus was crucified. They prayed to God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. But I'm sure this going to pray had taken a completely different turn, because our Lord Jesus didn't walk the earth with us anymore. They were going to pray. Prayer positions us where God wants us to be. Prayer reminds us that it's not in our own strength, but it's God working in us that we achieve things. One of my favorite scriptures was, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's when we pray, we open the door for him to come in. We open the door to engage with God. We invite the God who comes with the Holy Spirit. They come in, and once they come in and we've allowed them in, they lead us and empower us to do his will. I wonder, you know, one of the passages said, one of the interpretations of the Bible said, the man, the lame man had faith. When I read it, one of my what I was reading earlier on said, he expected something from them. What was he expecting? A miracle? Money? Because they had said, silver or gold have I none. But he still sat there and he still was waiting for something. When we pray, God leads us to people who have got a tiny little bit of faith that we can work on. They were able to believe him, to heal him, because he had believed. He believed. There was something that engaged. We need God to help us in all things, and he's ready to hear us in our prayers, and he does answer every prayer. My daughter Lizzie was typing for me and said, no, he doesn't. And I said, oh, but he does. He said, no, he doesn't. And I said, he does, but not always the way we expect him to. But he's a God who hears our prayers and answers our prayers. And miracles happen when we pray and act on it. Miracles happen when we're kind. Peter and John were compassionate. I'm sure they passed this man many times, but they were compassionate, and they stopped. And actually, they are in front of the council now because of kindness. Miracles happen when we engage in the name of Jesus. Peter made it clear to the council that it wasn't their own power, but the power of our Lord Jesus Christ working through them. And reminded them that the former lame man who was standing there amidst them was proof of Jesus' power to heal and to save. And whilst I was researching this, the word sozo came up. And so I asked Becky to find the meaning of sozo. And it's to heal, to deliver, to protect, to make whole, total healing, wholeness. And that's what Jesus does. And that's what Jesus did with the lame man at the beautiful gate. And then it goes on to say in one of the verses, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we have been called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame, and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. How bold. And this is not ungodly boldness. This is boldness that comes through the Holy Spirit. Peter said, Jesus, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. You know, I'll share Jesus with people, but I'm not sure how I can, you know, if I could actually just powerfully say it to people in quite in that way. But he did. They did. They had nothing to lose. They believed in God. They believed in Jesus. They believed in the resurrection. What he did was he reminded the gathering of the religious leaders that what they did was to heal a lame man. Unlike those of them who sentenced our Lord Jesus to death. The Holy Spirit gave the disciples boldness. The apostles weren't formally educated, but they were able to speak eloquently with conviction, quoting the Torah even, to back what they preached. God has sent down the Holy Spirit a second time after Pentecost, and this was the time. And they were filled with the Spirit. The apostles, empowered by the Holy Spirit, were able to give their testimonies of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. You will find that they were filled with not just power of the Holy Spirit, but with joy. They were not intimidated because they had all pulled together as one body. And I believe this was the beginning of the formation of the church, of which we, sitting here, are a part. we here can still continue with the tradition of testifying to our risen Christ. It's the same Holy Spirit that enabled Peter and John to heal the cripple, and we can pray for the healing in the same way. It sounds scary, but we can, because the Holy Spirit hasn't changed, and Jesus hasn't changed, and God hasn't. We just need the confidence in our Lord Jesus to tap into it. We need to be confident that he will deliver. In the Bible, it says, if you have faith as tiny as a mustard seed, you can ask the mountain to jump and it will. We may not have walked the earth we may not have been there when Jesus walked this earth, but he is here, he's with us. And I'm absolutely sure that you guys wouldn't be here tonight if you didn't believe in our risen Christ. You wouldn't be here. And clearly, he's touched us. He's touched you. Everybody here must have had an encounter with him, because otherwise you wouldn't be here. It's been a lovely day. You know, you'd have just had your last glass of Pimm's and just watched a bit of football and gone to bed. But you've come to fellowship. Give him some time. There must be a reason behind that. So, having had a encounter with this Jesus, who was Jesus, who is Jesus, and will be Jesus for eternity. And going through it, there was a part where, you know, after Peter spoke, the council met, and they all agreed that Jesus, these men had been with Jesus. How did they know they'd been with Jesus? The spiritual truth behind this is when you spend time with Jesus, you become more like him. People know there's something different about you. People gravitate towards you. Can people see that we spend time with Jesus when they look at us? Are we Christ-like? If we get hauled in front of the council, will we be able to stand up and say boldly that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ who died and rose again? It's our turn to testify. It's our turn to show the world, let the world know that our Lord Jesus Christ died, he was crucified, he died, he was buried, and he rose again. Let us pray for the same boldness that Peter and the other disciples shared. When we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus, the name above all names, the name that saves, that heals, protects and makes us whole, the name that dispels darkness, the name that carries us when we are broken and we feel terrible, the name that makes us get up and come to church when we don't want to. So let's go with boldness, with faith in that name of Jesus, and witness to the world. Amen.